After 5 years and 606 episodes, one of the first radio soap operas for peacebuilding has just come to an end in Nepal. Naya Bhatta, Naya Pila, or New Steps, New Path, was produced by the Antenna Foundation Nepal in association with Search for Common Ground. Abhimanyu Nirabi has been with the project since the start, first as a writer and more recently as producer. I asked him about the aims of the drama.
Our main aim of the drama is to give some information, to give some messages to the people who are conflict victims. So we have aroused the issues like ex-combatant of Nepal and the land issues of Nepal, because during the 10 years people's war in Nepal, many people have lost their land because Maoists seized their lands. So we gave the conflict victim some life skills using our radio soap opera.
Do you have any examples of the drama positively affecting people? I mean, do you know whether the drama was successful in any way?
Yeah, we have received lots of letters from our listeners where they address, like, you know, we changed, you know, we have changed our habit, our attitude, like that. And some examples we have that in the far western region, and there is a district, Bajura, and one guy had written us that he listened to radio drama Naya Bhatta, Naya Pila. At that moment, he is a student, and his father was killed by Maoist, and he has inside him, he had some kind of revenge, you know. He wanted to kill some Maoist person, and when he listened the radio drama Naya Bhatta, Naya Pila, in our drama there was also a guy who is a Maoist soldier, and the Maoist soldier returned home, and, you know, all people of the society loved him, and he didn't want to revenge to anyone in our character. So by listening this drama, our listener from Bajura, he had changed his mind, his attitude, not to take revenge with lots of like Maoist people. So it's a kind of, you know, great example in our drama history.
Since Naya Bhatta, Naya Pila started, quite a lot of radio dramas have started in the country. And I know that there's also been quite a lot of criticism of the whole concept and idea of behavior change communication. Do you have any views on that?
Behavior change communication is a theory that we have been following and we will follow in the future also, because I think it's a road. So if there is BCC, behavior change communication theory, and you can use properly. Otherwise, sometimes just like people read the BCC without any emotion, without a feeling of the emotion, without knowing the beliefs of the person, you know, they just use the theory in the drama. Yeah. So it's like, you know, lack of skills for blending the BCC and the people's need, people's belief, and people's really what they want to listen. So now we have to think about their needs, their beliefs, their really their emotions, and BCC theories. We can blend both them. So.
For Radio for Peacebuilding, I'm Francis Rold. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and other social media.